This day, more than any other day, our call is to practice resurrection. Wendell Berry's poem Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front, invites us to practice the resurrection, not just believe it. He writes, quote, "So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Love someone who does not deserve it. Ask questions that have no answers. Plant sequoias. Be like the fox who makes tracks, more tracks than necessary, and some in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection." Practice resurrection. And even though that idea is full of bright possibilities, we waver at the call to follow what it means. N.T. Wright, author and theologian, says, "Made for spirituality, we wallow in introspection. Made for joy, we settle for pleasure. Made for justice, we clamor for vengeance. Made for relationship, we insist on our own way. Made for beauty, we are satisfied with sentiment. But new creation has already begun. The sun has begun to rise. Christians are called to leave behind in the tomb of Jesus Christ all that belongs to the brokenness and incompleteness of the present world. That, quite simply, is what it means to be Christian. To follow Jesus Christ into a new world, God's new world, which he has thrown open before us." For all of us, after 2 years of trying to make some semblance and order of our lives during and through this pandemic, we now perhaps, Lord willing, are coming out on the other side. I think I said that last year too. A resurrection, perhaps? Not really. Because the vibe is not full of energy or excitement, nor is it super hopeful out there. Nothing is fitting together quite like it used to. A friend and a college chaplain at Kalamazoo College in West Michigan wrote recently in the Presbyterian Outlook, "As church comes out of COVID, as my campus comes out of COVID, I've found myself tempted to scrape back the missing pieces of my life as it was before, to resuscitate, if you will, my former life. The first year of the pandemic," she continues, "had a panicked energy that carried me along in its wake. The second year was about returning life to normal and somewhat online. In our third year of pandemic at my small liberal arts college, the Omicron variant has caused us to pivot yet again, and yet many of the activities have come back. Some mornings I wake up and wonder how we managed all of these activities 2 years ago. The burden feels immense. I limp along, trying to keep all those balls in the air, but the meaning has been lost. I'm performing CPR. The collective anxiety of our culture coming out of this pandemic has left us with the narrative of hurry up and get back things to normal so we can relax. Is missing the opportunity to live into the joy of this day, this season, this faith of ours as followers of Jesus Christ. We have women at the tomb wondering where Jesus is, looking among the dead, looking at what was. And this is the very reason that the two messengers from God ask the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you." The same question can be asked of us this morning. Why are we looking for the living among the dead? Why have we allowed ourselves to perform CPR and be usurped by this culture of return to normal when the narrative we share as people of faith, the story we embody and enact to the world, is one of resurrection? One commentator writes, We choose to stay with what we know in our hearts to be dead because it is safe, malleable, and so susceptible to the burnishing through private memory. Why are we looking for the living among the dead? Practice resurrection. The apprehension and the nervous energy in our culture has caused us to cling closely to what we have known for too long, that we miss the new life emerging around us in so many forms. We spend too much of our time worrying about what could happen, that we have forgotten how to live as a people, trusting in God's promises, guided by the work of the Spirit, nurturing and cultivating new life right here. Now, because of that empty tomb. Practice resurrection. This story of ours will remain nothing to us if we simply try to continue to put things back together the way that they were. That isn't resurrection. It's CPR. It's resuscitation. It's negating the real hope found in God's promises. To practice resurrection is to muddle through the confusion and the idle tales of our world to find Christ moving and working among us. To practice resurrection is to accept responsibility for our own contribution to the mess of the world and that we can't save ourselves, and to continue in the assurance that Christ will make all things well. To practice resurrection means walking courageously as people loved without condition, no matter who you are or what you have done or where you have been. To practice resurrection means risking change in our lives that bends more toward peace, abundant joy, and endless love. To practice resurrection means seeing possibilities for goodness, justice, and kindness where the world deems it impossible. To practice resurrection is to not accept the brokenness of the world. To practice resurrection, as the angels implored those women at the tomb so long ago and ask still of us today, to practice resurrection is embracing life and using its hope as our new lens through which we can view the world and our own lives. Looking for life is accepting the promises of God, of a future filled with hope that is here, that is in our world, that is available to us. So no, Jesus wasn't resuscitated. He was resurrected. And that means we aren't looking for what is dead, but rather for what is alive, and restoring the world bit by bit. We are looking for the risen Christ. Nadia Boles Weber, Lutheran pastor and public theologian, writes, "The Christian faith, while wildly misrepresented in so much of our American culture, is really about death and resurrection. It's about how God continues to reach down into the graves that we have dug for ourselves and to pull us out, giving us new life in ways both dramatic and small. Until we allow the chains of our fear and our anxiety to be released, until we walk away after discerning God is pulling us out of death in both big and small ways, that we might have real life and have it abundantly, we will not see the living Christ within ourselves or within the world. It's the natural cycle that God has embedded into creation. Life, then death, and then always life again. Death and resurrection. There is always new life, somehow, somewhere. May we trust the promise of the resurrection and practice it as we live. Amen.